Once upon a time, there was a young witch who lived very deep into the woods, far away from any other people. A lonely outcast who was only visited by women who needed spells to get the perfect husband, or to have whiter teeth or prettier hair, or by men who wanted potions to make their wives forget about something horrible they did. That was the only time she ever came in contact with anyone. And when she did go into the village, she was shunned and ignored and treated very poorly. Well, today, like every day, she took her pail, put her cloak over her shoulders, and on a crisp autumn morning, she walked to the river to get water. And as she walked, she looked at the beautiful trees and listened to the birds. And it was a very beautiful morning. And she learned to walk quietly, never knowing what could be in the woods around her, watching her. As she approached the river, she heard a man humming, and she stopped, keeping her distance. And when she saw him, he was the most beautiful man she had ever seen. She leaned against a tree, peeking from around it, watching him as he knelt, carving something out of a block of wood with his knife. Humming and whistling, he seemed so happy. She wanted to go to him. She ached just seeing him. She'd never felt that way about anyone before. She didn't know him. She assumed he was from the village. Which meant, if he was from the village, he probably knew what she was and didn't want anything to do with her. But she was a witch. She could protect herself. And she just couldn't pass up the chance to be closer to such an incredible-looking man. There was just something about him. So she quietly walked, making sure not to sneak up on him. He looked up at her and smiled and wished her a good morning. No one had ever wished her a good morning before. She was stunned. She smiled and nodded her head. She walked closer to him and looked over his shoulder. "What are you carving?" He told her he hadn't figured it out yet, but he wanted to start making something. She laughed. They sat and talked and talked until it was noon, till the sun was high in the middle of the sky. And he had told her that he needed to go back into the village. And she was sad, but she understood. So, as they said goodbye, she dumped her pail into the river and got her water, trying so hard not to look back, just fighting every urge to watch him walk away. And she turned. She saw that he had left his cloak hanging on one of the low tree branches of a nearby tree. She knew that she should take it, that she should go after him. But as she touched it, as she held it up against her, she could smell him on it. She got back to her cottage and covered herself in it, just wrapping it around her shoulders, just imagining what it would be like to have his arms around her. Just breathing him in. She spent the rest of the afternoon daydreaming and smiling and wondering what he was doing. She didn't even know his name. It didn't really matter. She wouldn't see him again. Or would she? She was a witch. She did have spells. She could put a spell on him. And that's what she did. She cast a spell. And that night, he came to her door. This went on for weeks, but that first night, she'll never forget. It was similar every night. But that first night, he came to her door and she greeted him. He didn't look like he was under a spell. He didn't look like his eyes were glazed over, a zombie or someone following or going against their free will. He seemed happy to be there. When she brought him into the house, she just stood there admiring him, just memorizing each inch of him. And he leaned in and kissed her. She pulled away and began to undress him, starting with his boots and his pants and his shirt until he was completely naked in front of her. She didn't want to look at his face. She was too nervous, too shy. But she looked at every other inch of him. She washed him, running a warm, wet sponge over his chest, over the curves of his biceps, down his stomach, over his ass, over the back of his thighs. Even taking special care to wash his feet. She dressed him in warm, fresh linens that were hanging by the fire. She then seated him on the bed and began to worship every inch of his body all over again. Each inch of flesh was examined, caressed, kissed. Her eyes traveling over his skin, not wanting to miss one scar, one bruise, one cut. She wanted to make him feel amazing. When she looked up at him, he smiled and then took her wrists in his hands and pulled her on top of him, straddling him. She looked down at him, just looking into his eyes, his lips, his hair. She took one of his rough, calloused hands and put the palm of it on the delicate skin of her neck. She closed her eyes and just got lost in his touch. His hand roamed over her neck, against the underside of her chin. The rough skin of his palm, the rough skin of his fingertips, tracing parts of her face, her lips, her ear, tangling his fingers in her hair. His hands, both now on her shoulders. We pushed the gown down letting it drop to her breast. He pulled her to him, her breast pressed to his chest, laying over him. He slowly pushed the gown further down, lightly with his thumbs, tracing their skin again. She tilted her head back in the pleasure of his touch. Slowly, they began to kiss, and he positioned her just over him. And she took his cock inside her. And she felt him come inside her that night. And she fell asleep in his arms. And just like the spell that was cast, just before dawn, he'd wake up, kiss her goodbye, and then go home to his family. She couldn't let it go. She needed it again. So night after night, he came to her door, she took care of him, worshipped his body, took his cock inside her, felt him come, heard his groans, heard his moans. She'd never been happier. One night, after a slow and tender kiss, after hours of being tangled in one another's arms, he had fallen asleep like he always does. She looked down at him. She watched him sleep. She felt guilty. She felt guilty that the only reason he was there was because of her spell. But as she looked at his face, he looked so calm, so happy, so at peace. There were no spells, no potions that could make someone feel so much, so alive. The pleasure they can only achieve by being true lovers. And the next night, he came to her door with flowers, and they were beautiful. He'd never brought anything but himself before. He kissed her so deeply, and they got lost in the moment, and so their normal routine was broken. He asked her if he was under a spell, and she began to cry, and telling him, yes, you are. He said he never wanted the spell to be broken. She hadn't been happier. And that night, instead of her undressing him, washing him, and then seducing him into her bed, they made love by the fire on the floor. He He took her in so many ways. She was so happy when she woke up. She heard something. She heard something outside. There were people calling. They were calling for him. She looked out the window. And after listening, she realized that he'd been missing, that he didn't go home that night. That something had happened with the spell because they had broken their routine. Fear and guilt and so many horrible feelings just came over her. Processing it, sitting in the corner wrapped in his cape, she realized that he was gone. And it was her fault. She was devastated. She cried until nighttime, knowing that they would stop looking once it became dark. She sat there, realizing he was lost. He had lost his way to go home. The spell had backfired. Something horrible had happened. She knew it. She had no business casting the spell on him. It was reckless and irresponsible. This whole time, she had found so much comfort that someone like him was in the world. She needed him. And it just, it had been worth the risk. Once the moon was out, the creatures of the night came out. She wasn't afraid. She was a witch. She packed up some things and set out to find her beloved. She knew he was alive. He had to be. She was nothing to anyone until she found him. She had to find him. Not just to return to him. Not just to be with him. Not just to make sure he got home safely. But because he took with her. He took with him her heart. And if she couldn't find him again, she knew her heart would be lost forever.